This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Goyang. Voting for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections are underway in 88 parliamentary constituencies, spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting is taking place in 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this space. Over 16 lakh polling officials will welcome over 15.88 crore voters across 1.67 lakh polling stations. The Supreme Court of India today rejected the plea seeking 100% cross-verification of electronic voting machines, data with voter-verifiable paper audit trail records. The verdict was delivered by a bench of justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta. Though the cases were reserved for orders on April 18, they were listed again on April 24 as the bench wanted some technical clarifications from the Election Commission. Taking into consideration the answers given by the Election Commission, the orders were pronounced today. Referring to the conclusion of the judgments, Justice Khanna said that the prayers for reverting back to ballot paper, complete EVM BBPAT verification and giving BBPAT slips to voters have been rejected. The apex court, however, passed two directions for the Election Commission. The court said that after symbols are loaded into a EVM, the symbol loading unit should be sealed and secured in containers. The candidates and their representatives shall sign the seal. The sealed container shall be kept in the storerooms along with the EVMs at least for 45 days post the declaration of results. They should be opened and sealed like EVMs. The filing of nominations has begun for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections with the issuance of a notification today. 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this fifth phase. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections took place today. The filing of nomination for this phase ended last evening. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. The last day for the withdrawal of candidature for this phase is Monday. Campaigning for the remaining phases of general election has gained momentum with the senior leaders of major political parties crisscrossing the country to garner votes in support of the candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public rally at Malda in West Bengal. He said appeasement is a common thing between TMC and Congress, for which they can do anything and everything. He alleged that these parties want to revoke each and every decision taken by the NDA government for the safety of the country. Addressing a public meeting in Araria, parliamentary constituency in Bihar, Prime Minister Modi said this election is to make India strategically and economically developed. He alleged that RJD and Congress alliance in Bihar neither cares about the constitution of India nor about democracy. Ahead of May 13 Lok Sabha polls in Telangana, Congress has released a charge sheet which accuses the BJP-led government at the center of failing to support the state. The charge sheet claimed that injustice has been done to Telangana in the allotment of funds, water allocation in River Krishna, non-allocation of medical colleges, IIM and IIT. State Congress President and Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy released a charge sheet in the presence of ministers and senior party leaders in Hyderabad yesterday. He alleged that the BJP has failed in bringing back black money stashed in Swiss banks and providing 20 crore jobs at the rate of 2 crore jobs per year. TMC Chairperson and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has expressed concern over the cancellation of over 25,000 school jobs, terming it as gross injustice. During an election rally at the Medinipur Lok Sabha constituency in Paschim Medinipur district yesterday, she alleged that it was a deliberate tactic by the BJP to prevent these job losers from being deployed in poll duty. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.